Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas and my guest for this segment is Larissa Brisky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, as a host, one of the toughest parts of my job, Larissa, is coming up with a proper introduction. Just happened to look at Facebook and someone wrote my intro for me. It's Women's History Month and Larissa is without a doubt the smartest, strongest, most badass person. Can I say that on the radio? She's adapted to the changing times in a way I don't believe many of us could have, keeping her work schedule, daughter Lainey's school and playtime, performing as a musician. Oh, yeah, and the reason we're chatting this morning, the work you do for a tremendous nonprofit called Girls Rock Sacramento. And, of course, that came from hubby Willie, so I know it's true.
Generous. I think he's up to something.
We always are, so there is that. Now, if someone's not familiar, the website is girlsrocksacramento.org. And where can we find you on social, Larissa?
Girls Rock Sacramento is on Facebook and Instagram. And I believe we're on Twitter, although not very often because Twitter gets a little too crazy these days.
No kidding.
But, at Girls Rock Sacramento on Instagram, and you find us on Facebook for sure.
I was going to say, I bet it's at Girls Rock Sacramento. And of course, go old school. Just do a search for Girls Rock Sacramento.
Yes.
Tell us all about Girls Rock Sacramento.
We're actually part of an alliance of rock camps all over the world. We're a nonprofit organization. We are our own nonprofit. We exist kind of by ourselves here in Sacramento. We're founded in 2016, but we're not the first of our kind. There's camps all over the place, and each one is its own independent nonprofit.
All over the world. That's amazing.
Yeah. There are, I believe, now, there are new ones every year, but I think there are about 120 camps at least all over the world, everywhere from, like, Brazil to Canada and Europe and certainly all over the U.S. Our goal is basically to build confidence in young people through music education and social justice and gender justice education. We have summer camps where we teach kids how to play instruments or brush up on their skills. They write music together. They do a performance together. Almost 100% of our coaches and our volunteers are professional female musicians from right here in Sacramento and the general Sacramento Valley area. So it's become a pretty cool community of, like you said, badass women. It's fantastic. It's super fun. And I feel like we've done a lot of good work over the last 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure working with you, too, through Intercom here. And the last event we did together was a little over a year ago at the Torch Club. And I was just thinking about the other day. Of course, you know, that was the night before my birthday. So it was just a big birthday party for me, really.
Right, right. Yeah, we're just like, when's Doug's birthday? Oh, hey, let's have a Girls Rock event. That was literally our very last live event.
Right.
And yeah, I can't believe that was over a year ago now. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yeah, you know what? I'm telling you, just can't wait to celebrate in person with you guys and get Girls Rock Sacramento back out into the public.
I agree.
Well, you mentioned this too. Girls Rock Sacramento puts on life-changing camps for youth and adults, and you have an adult camp coming up next month. So tell us all about that and let me know if there are any spots available.
Yeah, absolutely. So twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall, we offer our LRC programs, which stands for Ladies Rock Camp. They're kind of like these really condensed whirlwind weekend versions of what we do for our youth. And it's funny because I talk to women almost every day, like, what is this, you know, women's, like, this adult rock camp? I can't play an instrument. I can't sing a note. And it's like, you're perfect for it. You don't need to know how to play an instrument. You know, you don't need to feel like you're musical at all, because it's really not about that. It's about doing something that you've never done before.
Making new friends, right?
Yeah, I mean, meeting people and you know, exploring this world of playing music in a band when, you know, it's something that historically women don't get encouraged to do.
Right.
Things are different now than they used to be, but, you know, back when a lot of the adult women I know were kids, it's like, why would you want to play drums? That's not an instrument that, you know, girls should play. So, you know, we kind of smashed that stereotype. And in the process, we have a performance with the adult campers where we raise money for the youth programs. So that's what it's all about. Unfortunately, all of our programming is virtual right now. Actually, I say unfortunately, but you know what? We've been doing it like this for about a year now, and it's been working pretty well. So our last fall Ladies Rock Camp was virtual, and it was amazing. So this one is going to be just as amazing, if not more so.
Yep, absolutely. And of course, you mentioned females behind the drums, which reminds me of my favorite lady drummer, Little Lainey.
Yeah. my daughter, Lainey. Yeah, she has a drum lesson later on today, actually. She plays a little ukulele and bass, and she's definitely one of the coolest kids I know, and I'm super happy that she's able to reap the rewards of some of our programming, for sure.
Yeah, and of course, being the offspring of you and Willie, she's going to sing a little bit, too.
She does, but she doesn't like to advertise that.
Oh.
Yeah, she's actually really good. I mean, I'm not just saying that because I'm her mom. She's actually a really good little singer, but I think that maybe she feels pressure to do well because, you know, because of Willie and I. So, yeah, hopefully she's not listening to this.
Shh, turn it off, Lainey.
Right. Otherwise her friends are going to be like, sing something for us.
Right, right. Going back to the Ladies Rock Camp, do you have any spots available still?
Yeah, we absolutely do. In fact, one of the cool things about the virtual camp format is you don't necessarily have to live in Sacramento to participate in our camp this round.
Nice.
We can open it up to more women potentially than we usually do, just because we don't have to worry about physical space. The only sort of challenge would be if, you know, if people are too far away, then we wouldn't be able to potentially deliver instruments and care packages to their front doors.
Right.
Like, you know, if they're calling from like Hawaii or something or Florida.
I'll deliver it for you.
Yeah. Although we could potentially coordinate with one of our sister camps and see if we can hook that up. I mean, there's a, you know, we could figure it out.
Sure.
What I'm saying. But yes, we have space in camps. Camps are, because you're probably going to ask me, I'm guessing, next month, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, we'll just do a few hours each day. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a dress rehearsal on the 16th. And then our virtual show event will be on the 17th.
And we can find out all the details online at girlsrocksacramento.org.
Yes.
My favorite thing about Girls Rock is you don't need to know how to play an instrument. You guys will take everybody right from scratch.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, we have some of the most amazing musicians in the Sacramento Valley helping us, you know, mentor these people, whether they're youth or adults. And they all happen to be, you know, female identifying for the most part. And they're all, you know, professional people, you know, who you might know. Well, you might know. Not everybody might know, but we're so lucky to have the support from this incredible community.
Well, let's throw out a couple of names while I'm thinking about it, too. We got Jessica Malone and Katie Nipp.
Yeah, absolutely. Alicia Huff, who was Alicia Hall, and she just got married recently. Yeah, absolutely. We have Ruby J and Hannah Jane Kyle and just Jasmine Bailey, and I can go on and on and on.
Right, right.
Started.
Yeah. Yeah. The nice thing about it, like you said, not only do you not need to know how to play an instrument, but if the settings are right, you'll actually, somebody signs up and wants to do the camp, you guys will actually deliver an instrument to their house.
Yeah. That's what we did all last summer. We had volunteers like packing up drum sets and bass amps and like care packages, which all of our youth last summer got ukuleles, like brand new ukuleles that they could keep, you know, t-shirts and lanyards and pretty much everything that you would need. We will sanitize it all and drop it off right on somebody's doorstep so they have everything that they need, and then help them get it set up and get them ready for camp, make it nice and easy.
I know you guys had some t-shirts. I know you do sweatshirts. What kind of other Girls Rock Sacramento swag is available, Larissa?
Right now, we have some really, really rad fanny packs.
Who knew fanny packs would make a return?
I shouldn't be laughing because they are super rad and they're amazing. Like, I put my mask on when I'm getting ready to go grocery shopping. I put my mask on. I don't want to carry a big purse with me. I just grab my fanny pack. I stick my stuff in there and, you know, I'm ready to go. I'm liking fanny packs. I don't know. I feel like they're back.
They were a great invention and now they're back. Yes.
Yes.
So you got fanny packs available, sweatshirts, anything else?
We don't have any sweatshirts right now. We pretty much only fanny packs right now. We have a limited, very, very limited supply of our ceramic coffee mugs, which are super in demand.
I've got one. Yeah. It's like
you're
a soup bowl.
Lucky.
You know?
I know. Isn't that the best coffee mug ever? There's like this beautiful kind of robin's egg blue. So we have a few of those left. So if folks are interested, they can just shoot us an email, girlsrocksacramento@gmail.com, or they can go on our website and just reach out. We don't advertise our merch on our website just because we don't have a ton of it. But if you know how to ask, we can hook you up.
You can find out all the details, girlsrocksacramento.org. We touched on this a little bit, Larissa. We've been dealing with this for a year now. How has Girls Rock adapted to the pandemic?
I think, all things considered, we have done a pretty good job of pivoting. I mean, as most people can understand, when you're collaborating on anything that's art-related, but certainly anything that's like sound and music-related, it's really important to try to be in person,
right,
if at all possible. We have latency issues on Zoom, and it just doesn't lend itself well to that, but we make it work. We have the campers break out into breakout rooms on Zoom, and they play one at a time, and the coaches are super patient. And, you know, I think more than anything, it's really important that we're able to continue our programming no matter what. And the fact that folks in the community believed that we could do it, and the families that sent their campers to us last summer, in spite of the fact that we had to go to an online format,
right,
just speaks volumes. Had we not had that support, I don't know what we would have done. It gives me hope that as things continue to improve, that we're just going to be able to keep moving upward and onward and working with more and more kids.
Yeah, pivot. You use the word pivot, too. And guess what? We all were forced to do the pandemic pivot, and you either make some changes or you're done, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's great to hear that you guys have been able to do that. One thing I'd like to ask you, too, is how can our listeners support Girls Rock Sacramento? I mean, can you use volunteers, gear donations, or even flat-out donations?
We can use flat-out donations anytime.
Right.
You know, we will never say no. We're getting to the point where we'd like to be able to offer stipends to our volunteers. You know, these are professional musicians in our community. And, you know, talking about the pandemic, I don't think there are people in our community who've been hit harder than artists.
No kidding.
There are no gigs. There's no opportunity for a lot of these gig workers to make money. So if we can help pay them a little something to help get them by, and you know, certainly they love working with us. And a lot of them do it for free, but any money that we get outside of our operating budget, you know, we really want to try to use for that purpose, and also to provide scholarships to kids who can't afford to come to campus this year, which is really, really important to us. We want to be able to provide this programming for as many people as possible.
Absolutely. And the more money that gets donated, the more camps you can do. So yeah, you can go online, make a donation, girlsrocksacramento.org. And what about the gear donations? What kind of gear are you guys in need of?
You know, it's hard to say just because we don't really have a clear sense of how many musicians we're going to be working with this summer. Like, we're still trying to sort out the logistics. However, I can say with 100% certainty that we need bass guitars so badly.
Every time we talk, I know that's the thing you're missing. Hey, come on, you bass players, give it up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like good working basses. If you were going to play bass at one point and then decided to switch to a different instrument, like throw your bass guitars our way. Like, we could really, really use them. But otherwise, we're good. We've been getting a lot of drum sets lately, which is crazy.
Yeah, the neighbors. I think the neighbors are going in and sneaking them out of people's garages and donating them.
Bad neighbors.
Oh,
they don't know what they're missing.
That's right. I know. I grew up playing drums, so I was one of the most popular kids in my neighborhood. Good way to make friends.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Larissa Brisky of Girls Rock Sacramento. Another LRC adult camp is coming up next month. There are still a few openings. You can find the details online at girlsrocksacramento.org. Larissa, you and I are adults, and this year's been tough on us. I can imagine what it's been like for kids, struggling with distance learning, online bullying, a little depression, throw that in. The youth in our community need our support more than ever.
I agree. One of the things that we're going to try to do with our programming this year, and you'll be the first to know, how's that?
Give it up,
girl. We don't obviously, we don't know for sure what the future holds,
right.
You know, what the next couple of months are going to be like in the Sacramento area, but last year, all of our programming was online. We had to do a quick pivot. This year, we are fully prepared to do all of our programming online just to provide as much for our campers as possible. You know, we want to be able to let everybody who wants to come to camp do it, because I feel like everybody's going to need that outlet.
Sure.
But we are also communicating with the folks at the Sacramento Valley Conservancy about possibly having our camp sort of a outdoor version of our in-person camp.
Nice.
Yeah, we have to get some clearance through a couple of different entities first, but we're going to work really, really hard to try to make that happen so that, you know, our campers, they can be masked and feel safe, but also feel like they can be together. If we can make that happen, hopefully we'll know within the next couple of weeks. So if people want to just kind of follow us on socials, on Facebook and Instagram, and maybe sign up for our email list on our website, we can keep everybody updated. Because if we can make that happen, I think that'll be really great. And to what you were explaining, I just feel like kids need that interaction. They need that face-to-face contact. They need to feel like they're part of something that's bigger than them. And in some kind of way, that's what we're going to try to provide this summer.
That's outstanding. I'll tell you, just the idea of getting outside, you know, obviously you'd still have to wear masks when you're going to be too close for comfort, social distancing, but I think that's just such a great goal for you guys to try to be able to do some stuff in person for a change.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's ends up being all acoustic instruments, because I don't know how we're going to be able to get extension cords to like go all the way out into the field.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to make it work. We're going to make it amazing, you know, no matter what the format ends up being.
It's going to be yet another pivot.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Larissa, we're early on a Sunday morning, and if someone's just tuning in, grabbing their first cup of coffee, what is Girls Rock Sacramento, and what makes it different from other similar programs?
We focus primarily on kids who identify as girls, gender-expansive kids. We try to promote an environment that, you know, not only deals with music and, you know, playing music and music education, but also fosters creativity and teamwork. You know, we also do a lot of work around social justice and gender justice issues, so we challenge gender stereotypes. And there's a lot of that, you know, historically in the music business. And then we really try to provide an environment that makes them feel comfortable and safe, you know, regardless of their background, so they feel like they can express themselves freely and openly without fear of judgment. And then, you know, whether or not they end up becoming professional musicians or even hobby musicians, they might never pick up an instrument after leaving camp, but that's not always the point. You know, it's about giving them some skills and some perspective that they can take into their lives as they move into adulthood. That's a long answer.
Right. Hey, that's okay. That's what I needed. Perfect. Now, you know what? And I'll tell you talk about gender stuff and just how, you know, we touched on this early in the interview, too, about how women, you know, you guys are supposed to be listening to the music. You're not supposed to be playing the music, which brings up a couple of your heroes like Ann and Nancy Wilson and Pat Benatar. Tell me a little bit about how you've been inspired by those ladies.
Well, you're dating me now because people are going to know how old I am. those are my heroes.
Well, you were listening to them when you were really young, so it's all
right. Oh,
well,
yeah. Right. I was teeny tiny.
Right.
Like 9 months old. Well, I mean, you know, when I was a kid, there was rock and roll music, and then there was like, oh, there's a woman.
Right.
It was like a big deal. It was like a novelty. Like, you know, if you read, Pat Benatar has a really great autobiography out. She's my hero. See, this is how old I am. I can't even remember what it's called. But anyway, she wrote one book, and it's a good book. But anyway, she talks about how, and I'm sure you know this too, like they would play one female artist per day or
right.
per hour or something like that. Like
right.
you couldn't have, you know, you couldn't program more than one female artist because it was like, here's your token female. And then, I don't know, I never wanted to do anything else. I always just wanted to be in a band. I always just wanted to like write music and be a musician. And I didn't realize that it was going to be such an uphill battle. And when I moved to Sacramento, it was in the early 90s. And, you know, to go to Sac State, I was a music major for a while before I started gigging and touring in bands. It was just like, I don't want to get into all the details of how frustrating it was sometimes and downright scary at other times. But
you're a girl. What do you know?
Right. Well, there's a lot of that. Yeah. But I'm just really grateful that we're getting to the point where things are, I wouldn't want to say things are better. They're better in some ways. In some ways, we still have a lot of work to do. But I'm encouraged. You know, I'm encouraged that an organization like Girls Rock Sacramento gets to exist and that it gets so much support from our community. And my hope for the future is that one day we won't have to exist.
Right.
You know, you don't need us anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's been an uphill. I mean, it's a cliche, but I mean, it's been an uphill battle. It hasn't always been easy in my professional life as a musician.
Yeah, no question about it. I know. And it's funny because you mentioned what inspired you to. I'll never forget. There was a band that came to my high school auditorium, and I'll never forget. I don't know who the band was. It was just a local band, but they played the Doobie Brothers, China Grove, and that was it. I had to learn how to play drums. Kind of a weird, I mean, and there's nothing special about the drums in that song, but that's the one that did it for me.
I love the Doobie Brothers.
Oh, me too. Me too. Here in Northern California, you have to love the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, fantastic. You know, like you said, things are much better today, but there's still a long way to go. What are some of your future plans for Girls Rock Sacramento, Larissa?
Oh, my gosh. So many things. I mean, right now, we don't have a staff. I am, I guess, technically the only staff member. We're primarily run by volunteers. So it would be nice to get to the point where, you know, we have a little staff where we can afford to pay folks, you know, to help with things like,
right.
You know, admin things and fundraising and, you know, volunteer coordinating, you know, just growing in that way. Also, we really, really, really want to move into a financial place where we can start offering after school programming.
Nice.
You know, instead of just doing our summer camps and our biannual adult camps where we're really getting, maybe doing some outreach in the schools and into our communities for our unhoused folks where we can, you know, maybe Mustard Seed School, we've done some work with them where we can really start just digging in a lot deeper and, you know, working with folks who really, really need these types of outlets for creativity.
Boy, that would be tremendous. Looking forward to the Girls Rock Sacramento after school programs. That's a nice goal to have. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Larissa Brisky of Girls Rock Sacramento. The website, girlsrocksacramento.org. And you guys are on social at Girls Rock Sacramento. And if that doesn't work, hey, go old school and do a search for Girls Rock Sacramento. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Larissa.
Thanks, Doug. See you later.
This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to help get the word out about your nonprofit, send the details to sacpsa@entercom.com, sacpsa@entercom.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Stay safe, stay connected, and thanks for listening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.